My name is Hedy Lowenheim. I want you to thank you for airing the Richie Havens special Thursday the 24th. It was a great way to honor fantastic songwriter and singer. I thoroughly enjoyed the show, and it just shows what a great station you have and we have. Thank you.
This is Jim Nedbalski in Adams, Massachusetts, and I'm calling regarding today's Thursday's morning roundtable discussion about whether mankind is inherently good or evil. And I really don't understand why Rosemary Armijo felt the need to blame the world's evils on men, specifically on men. I don't know whether she was trying to be funny or sarcastic or controversial. Whatever it was, it didn't work. Since she's a journalist, I challenge her to prove it. Her comment was hopelessly inappropriate, insulting, and offensive. And she should apologize on the air for making that comment that men are responsible for the evil in the world.
This is Mark B. Freed from Gardner in Ulster County. Late this past week, I was camping with a friend and went about 30 hours without access to radio news. I returned Friday afternoon, keen for an update on what had been a breaking story when I'd left. Turned on WAMC at 5 p.m. and listened straight through for an hour and a half. Nothing about the breaking story in question. I had to listen 20 minutes into Saturday morning's weekend edition before finally being able to learn that the West Texas death count was 14, more than three times the final Massachusetts tally, and I had to go online at the neighbors to learn that injuries, over 200, were also greater than at Boston, with some 50 homes destroyed in the bargain. No one would deny the newsworthiness of the unfolding Boston story, but was the far greater tragedy in Texas worth nothing? Boston was a good guys, bad guys, cops and robbers drama with entertainment value. But the Texas story suggests themes of corporate malfeasance and the way we starve government of the resources it needs for adequate safety inspections and oversight of workplace and environmental hazards. It might actually force us to think.
Michael Husson calling from Pelham, Massachusetts. I just listened to Herb London's commentary on the Boston bombers. And I must say that for years I have appreciated that AMC has aired a voice of a person that's of a vastly different opinion than my own. But this particular commentary has really gone too far. Now he's condemning the American educational system for the Boston bombing, in so many words, by blaming our system of education for corrupting these two young men who committed this heinous act. It's an appalling line to be drawn, and I can't believe this man is considered a scholar and is teaching anywhere in the country.